We come for no other reason but to lift up your holy name. Your name given in Scripture is the name that is higher than every other name. It's the name that every knee bows to, every tongue must confess. Yahushua HaMashiach is the Master. And we fall at your feet because all honor and glory and wisdom and knowledge, it all belongs to you. Bless us now as you speak to your people through your word. In your name we pray. And all of y'all's people said, amen. 1 Corinthians, please remain standing. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And I know that Passover is coming in a couple of weeks, where we recognize the sacrifice of the Lamb of Yah that takes away the sins of the whole world.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We're not thinking so much now about that lamb in Goshen, mm-hmm, whose blood was on the doorpost down in African Egypt. Mm-hmm. But the blood of the lamb that was shed at Calvary, at Golgotha, for our sins. That day of remembrance, mm-hmm, is coming up right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Many people in the Christian church, and also many heathens, still call it Easter.
Mm-hmm.
Have y'all heard people say that?
Mm-hmm.
But I know your pastor has already, because he told me about it. We're getting away from those pagan words and phrases and names. And now you hear people say, which is more correct, we're about to celebrate the resurrection.
Yes. Come on.
Yes. I had to pause. Something caught me when I said that. Of our Savior. In English, many people say his name is Jesus Christ. And his Hebrew name is Yahushua.
Mm-hmm.
You can just remember the word Joshua.
Mm-hmm.
And if you take off the J and put a Y there, you'll have Yahshua. That's the Hebrew, that's his Hebrew name. And let me share something with you. Our Savior, ooh, I'm preaching, y'all don't even know it. Our Savior is alive.
Yes, yeah, that's it.
That's my sermon. That's my topic for today. Listen, if 1 Corinthians 15, verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
If Christ,
all right,
in Hebrew, it's the word Messiah or HaMashiach.
Mm-hmm.
If HaMashiach is not risen,
mm-hmm,
then is our preaching vain.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And your faith,
mm-hmm,
vain. Yeah, and we are found false witnesses of Yah,
mm-hmm,
because we testified of Yah that he raised up our HaMashiach,
mm-hmm,
whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not.
Mm-hmm.
For if the dead rise not, oh my goodness, mm-hmm, then our HaMashiach is not risen.
Uh-huh.
And verse 17 is the kicker. And if HaMashiach be not raised, your faith is vain, and you are yet in your sin.
Yes.
Not just you, but all those who have fallen asleep,
mm-hmm,
in HaMashiach are perished.
All right.
If in this life we only have hope in HaMashiach,
uh-huh,
that's what he's saying. And if he's dead, we are of all men most miserable. But watch verse 20 and see if it don't make a smile come to your face. But now is HaMashiach raised from the dead and become the, here it is, underline this in your Bible, please, Bible readers, first fruits of them that sleep.
Yes.
Our Savior is alive.
All right, man.
You may be seated. Our Savior is alive. Now, this is worship, isn't it?
All right.
Does that mean y'all gonna talk? Y'all can talk back to me. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Can you just do this with me? Look at somebody and tell them our Savior
is alive.
Yeah, he's alive. Our Savior is alive. According to the manuscript, he is become the first fruit of them that sleep. The idea, he is the fulfillment of the first fruit celebration or offering.
All right.
He died on Passover.
Mm-hmm.
But he rose again on first fruit.
All right. Come on.
The Apostle Paul is not making up something that he heard. He's not coming up. He's not just coming up with that title, first fruits, just to be coming up with some kind of title for the HaMashiach. What he's doing in Scripture is proving to us that Yeshua HaMashiach really is the promised HaMashiach, because he died like the Torah said he would die, as a sacrificial lamb.
Yes, yes.
And that he was buried. And that he rose again. Now watch this.
Uh-huh.
We don't really, I don't think folks still deny the fact that Yeshua was here.
Yes, yes.
There's too many books out, too many archaeological findings, there's too much history. The world has changed as a result of him being here.
Yes.
Anybody saying that he was never here, they're out in La La Land somewhere. They need to come up out of them 60s and leave that God is dead movement alone.
Right,
I mean, he was here.
All right, man, all right.
He walked with us, talked with us.
Yeah.
We have the record to say we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. He was here. He was born, like he said he was born, a virgin maiden named Miriam. I know your English say Mary. That's European. I ain't mad at him. But she's Hebrew. Her name Miriam. And I know he was baptized in the Jordan River. I know that he did miracles. I know he fed hungry people, clothed naked people, brought in the outcasts. I wish I had somebody talk back to me. Now watch this. And I also know, based on the record, he died.
Yes, come on. Yes, yes.
Now here is the big question. Is he still dead?
All right. No, sir. Well.
Because that's what they say. They started that lie in Bible days. You know, those guards were at the tomb, see.
All right.
They had been set there by the leadership.
Yes.
The Pharisees said, we remember, they told Pilate, we remember that babbler. Yes. That's what they called our HaMashiach. Can you believe that? They called him that babbler. We remember hearing some babble about him getting up on the third day. Set a watch around the tomb. Set a soldier. And they guarded a dead man's grave.
Yes.
Now that's a strange thing, ain't it, too? Can you imagine the U.S. military sending a captain and 100 soldiers to the graveyard to make sure somebody don't kill them? But they were worried about him, because everything else he said he was going to do, he did it. Well, The end of the Sabbath drew near according to the manuscript.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know all of us preachers, we love to holler early Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. The records say it was the end of the Sabbath day. That's the actual record. Watch this. Yah, our Heavenly Father, that's his name, mm-hmm. It's Yahuwah. We translate that in our English Bibles, Jehovah. Mm-hmm. You've heard that before? Mm-hmm. But the J is really a Y sound, yeah. Right. And the V is really a W. Yeah. Whoa. So it's Yahuwah. He's our Father. Now watch this. He raised his son up from the dead.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He overruled Pilate. Y'all in the house with me? He overruled the Pharisees. Yeah. He didn't care nothing about no centurion soldier or 100 army men. He rose his son up from the dead. And his son got up and came out of the tomb. Watch this.
Yeah.
Came out of the tomb and left the place. Before the soldiers even knew what happened.
All right.
It's in the manuscript.
Right here.
When they came to, mm-hmm. and the tomb was empty, mm-hmm. and they had one job, guard the tomb.
Yeah.
And they failed 100 men plus a centurion, couldn't keep one man who was dead in the grave.
Yeah.
They said, oh no, it's over for us, it's over. Over for us. So they ran. They ran and got the Pharisee. They ran and talked to Pilate. Said, we're in a great fix. Said, what's the problem? You know that fella you told us to watch?
Say it.
We was watching. We watched on Wednesday night. We watched on Thursday. Wasn't no shaking, no moving, no nothing. We started playing dominoes and getting whiz because we figured he gonna stay in the grave. He's dead.
Uh-huh.
We watched all night, Saturday night. Say, well, then what happened? Say, when we got up early this morning, the grave. Yeah, the great stone had been rolled away.
Yeah.
And the grave was empty. This is what they said. Watch this. The Pharisees said to the soldiers, and you know soldiers, if you go in, you just a little like E1 or something like that, you ain't getting paid much money.
Yeah.
You're just doing grunt work, like watching graves and stuff.
Yeah.
That's what they have you doing. He said, I'll give you a whole sack of money if you just tell people that his disciples came by night and stole the body.
Uh-huh.
And he gave them bags of money.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, the Romans were so happy to get some money. Everywhere they went, they said, wasn't y'all the ones supposed to be watching that grave? And they said, oh yeah, but you know, at night, you know, we were sleeping and then his disciples came and stole the body. Now, I don't know about y'all, but in the U.S. military, which is just another form of the Roman military, we're based on their system, by the way.
Yeah.
If you go to sleep on guard duty, come on, help me in here, somebody. You don't get paid to go to sleep on guard duty. That lie has had holes in it since day one, and it's still being told 2,000 years later that he's still dead. Well, Rabbi Shaul, who we know as Apostle Paul, he writes a letter to the Corinthians and says this to them. If what y'all say is true, that he's dead, run that. Let's just run that for a moment.
Yeah.
If he's dead, let's just try to handle that thought for a moment.
Yeah.
If he's dead.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That means number one, all preaching is in vain.
Yeah.
Did you hear what I said? In vain.
If
our Hamashiach, which means Messiah, which means the promised one to come, if he's dead, yeah, Paul said, our preaching. He didn't just say my preaching, although he could have said my preaching, but you know, Paul was a preacher, you do know that. Yeah, he was a preacher. But he said our preaching, which means he included all preachers.
All right.
New and quote unquote Old Testament preachers. For you do know that the preaching of the resurrection of our Hamashiach was not just some kind of New Testament concept. We've been preaching the resurrection ever since there was a promise given.
That's it.
In the book of Genesis that Yah would provide for himself a lamb. He said, you mean to tell me Yah, Yahushua is still dead? He said, then all that preaching is in vain. In other words, you're going to have to get rid of Genesis, who spoke about the resurrection of the dead through the barren womb and dead body of Abraham and Sarah.
Yeah.
If he's still dead and didn't rise again, we got to tear out all of the songs. Because it was King David or King Dawid who said, I have, in Psalm 16:8, I have set Yah always before me because he's at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also shall rest in hope. Why do you have hope, David? He said, I have hope that he will not leave my soul in hell, neither suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. Who is thy Holy One? None other than the Hamashiach that is to come. David said, my hope of resurrection is in the fact that he promised to raise up his son, the Hamashiach, Yahushua. Paul is saying, way over in the New Testament, he said, now wait a minute. If he's still dead, then all that preaching David did is in vain. Come here, Job. You might as well shut your book down, too. Because we ain't got to hear nothing you got to say because you believe in the resurrection. Job said, you better believe it. Although the skin worms destroy this body, he said, yet in my flesh I shall see ya. Yeah, but if ain't no resurrection of the dead, brother, we might as well tear your book out the Bible, too.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. If you're going to keep tearing, listen, if he's dead, then Isaiah, you got to tear him out the Bible, too. Because here's another prophet have nerve to talk about resurrection. Isaiah 53:9-10. And he made his grave with the wicked. And with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was there any deceit in his mouth, yet it pleased Yah to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. The noon. Thank you, Brother Steve, for that one. He will see the noon. He will see his seed. He will see his own offspring laid in the tomb. And the record is, and he shall prolong his days. In other words, Isaiah was saying concerning Hamashiach that the father would see his son as a perfect sacrifice for sin. And having sinned, he would be killed. But he would know that he didn't die because he sinned. So the father would prolong his seed. In other words, he would allow his son to live on.
Live on.
Well, if ain't no resurrection, then Isaiah, we finna tear that out the Bible too. You starting to get the picture, right? That if there's no resurrection, then we ain't gonna have much of a Bible left.
That's right.
If there's no resurrection, then we gotta turn our deaf ear to all of the preachers and prophets of the Holy Manuscript. Yeah. It's a serious matter. Yeah. That means everybody who's ever talked to you about the great afterlife, you might as well tell them, shut up. Because if Hamashiach didn't get up and he lived perfect in the eyes of his heavenly father, Yah, then grandmama not getting up, baby.
All right.
And at the next funeral you go to and the preacher said, well, we'll see you on the other side. Everybody in this room better tell him, no, we ain't going to see nobody on no other side if Hamashiach ain't up.
That's it.
He had to die. But the important thing that we're going to be studying in the next couple of weeks, we're going to be studying that he rose again.
Amen.
Let me say it like this. I've been living long enough to know that there's a whole lot of great men done died.
Yes.
Amen. Martin Luther King, they say, was a pretty good man.
Yes.
He might have little issues. You know, he's a Hebrew too. He messed up. Y'all talking about he ain't no God now. Don't get it. He ain't no God. He was a man. Did some good stuff. Dead. They say Abraham Lincoln freed the slave. That's a good thing to do. He wrote the Emancipation Proclamation. Dead. Gandhi fought for the equality of the Indians during his day. Dead. Buddha handled the yin and the yang. Come on, talk to back with me.
Dead.
Alexander the Great, 33 years old, a bloodthirsty tyrant. But at the same time, a crazy genius. A mass murderer who killed his own daddy, who killed his best friend, who killed his brother-in-law, wiped out all of Northern Africa, conquered all of Europe, 33 years old,
dead.
Mark Anthony, who picked up where this crazy fella left off, gave us what we know today as the Roman Empire.
Yes,
dead. Do you remember that crazy fella that was sitting on the throne of Egypt when the children of Israel was there? Talking about, I ain't never letting y'all go. I don't care what your God say. I don't care what y'all talk about. You want to go worship? You ain't going nowhere. Name Pharaoh. Remember that fella who had all that big bad talk? I heard him talk about a fella named Muhammad. I heard that one. They said he is the last, this is what they said, great prophet. Have y'all heard that? As a matter of fact, the Muslim people say that Muhammad, y'all better catch this, is greater than. Y'all know, when I was in school, I tried to pay attention in elementary school. I did, even though it was rough sometimes because I was a kid. But I never shall forget the teacher teaching us a mathematical symbol. And it looked like a triangle with the back missing.
Yeah.
Now, she said, now today I want to teach you
a sign that if it's pointing this way, it means greater than.
Yeah.
And if it point this way, it means less than.
Yeah.
Are y'all in here with me?
Yeah, all right.
And I'm looking at her saying, this is greater than that. And this is greater than that. And I said, that's very interesting because the greater seems to be able to sort of swallow up the lesser. So it's wide on this end, small on this end. So you mean tell me that Muhammad, stay with me, is greater than Yeshua HaMashiach? Let's see quickly. There ain't no study on Muslim. I just want to show you something. If you search history, Muhammad died.
Right.
Oh, come on in here, somebody. Now watch this. His remains.
Yeah, say it.
A lock of his hair. And a couple of fragments of his teeth are in a vault somewhere in Mecca.
Yes.
I'm not mad at nobody, but how can he be greater?
Come on.
And I look in his tomb and I see bones and fragments.
Yeah.
And then I look over in the tomb of Yeshua.
Come on.
Not one bone, not one fragment, not one chipped tooth, not one gold tooth, nothing.
Yeah.
Can't be greater than King Whoop Death. Because Yeshua HaMashiach whooped death.
Yeah.
Him dying is a great thing. He died for us. But what sets him apart is not that he died.
No.
All those great men died. But what sets him apart is that he is alive. He got up, my brothers and sisters, just like he said he would. And he got up on the day he said he would. He said, just like Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and 3 nights, so shall the Son of Man be in the belly of the earth 3 days and 3 nights.
That's it.
But he didn't stay in the grave. If Yahushua is still dead, then everything we've ever believed, everything just, everything noble, everything pure, everything honest. If he's dead, every hope for a better life, every thought of seeing a loved one again, every song of heaven, every dream of the gates made of pearl, every thought of golden streets, every sense of encouragement that there's a brighter side somewhere, you can forget it.
That's it.
If Yahushua is still in the grave.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, if he didn't get up, then don't you look to get up.
All right.
You'll be following that fatalistic philosophy of some wayward cults who want to tell you that the grave is the end.
Yeah.
No, the grave is not my final resting place.
Right.
Let me cut across the field. I'm from the country.
Come on.
And every now and then we didn't feel like staying on the road when we was going home from school. So we cut across the field. So let me cut across the field. The record says, not only that, you're yet in your sins. If he's still dead, you're still in your sins. And you got to meet Yah one day. You do know you have to stand face to face with the creator and maker of the universe one day. You've got to stand face to face with the, watch this, with the maker of you one day. And if Yahshua is still dead, that means the sacrifice didn't work. That means the blood was not applied. That means you got to stand on your own merit.
That's it.
Right. Oh,
And I cannot stand on the best 7 seconds of my life before the Most High and think it's going to qualify me for heaven. I need the blood to be applied. Hallelujah. All I'm trying to say is if the Hamashiach didn't get up from the dead, we're in a whole lot of trouble. Because the wages of sin is death. We're in a whole lot of trouble. Because the result of sin would be not just physical death, but the second death of eternal separation from our Heavenly Father, Yah. Think about it. Separated from Yah forever in hell. Not just you, but me too. But in this life, the good news is that we have Hamashiach, who is our Savior. And he is, come on in somebody, that's my title, alive. Our Savior is alive. Yeah. That's the difference. Our Savior is not in a crypt, our Savior. It's not in a hole in a grave. Our Savior has not sunk on some ship and down at the bottom of the abyss. No, our Savior is alive. Watch this. Verse 20. But now is Hamashiach risen and become the first fruit. In other words, you know that in the Passover festivities, there is a part of it called the first fruit offering. It's where you take the sheaves that you have brought in from the field. Those are the first things that budded, was the wheat sheaves. You brought those barley sheaves in, and that was called a first fruit offering. Well, if he died on Passover, then Paul is saying he had to get up on the first fruit. He's our first fruit offering. He's the first one that was waved before the Master. He was the first one offered to the Father. He was the first example to us that the grave does not have the final say. Oh, death, where's your sting? Grave, where's your victory? You couldn't hold Hamashiach, so guess what? You ain't gonna be able to hold us, because when he died, we died with him. And like he was risen, so shall we be raised again. I'm 32 minutes into my little sermon, so I got to shut it down. This is the Bay Area. In the country, we might go a little further, but I'm going to shut it down. But I can't shut it down without some praise. Hallelujah. Our Hamashiach is alive. And him alive changes everything. Him alive changed history from B.C. to A.D. Him alive changed religion from dead men trying to reach a living Savior to a risen Savior connecting dead men to a living God. He's alive, which means salvation is now free. Christ is alive. That means the impossible is now possible. Gloom has been turned to glory. Discouragement has been turned into discipleship. Despair has been turned into hope. Mourners are now shouters. Pessimists have now become optimists. He's turned quitters into go-getters. Hallelujah. He's alive. He's alive. He took the curse of the cross and turned it into glory. He's alive. He took the sting of death and turned it into sleep. He's alive. He took the period of death and turned it into a comma. And then he took the comma of death, and changed it into an exclamation point. Because somebody said, he's alive, he's alive, he's alive forevermore. And because he lives, sinners can find salvation. Because he lives, Yes, you can be clean from the stain of sin because he lives. You can come out of darkness into his marvelous light because he lives. You can confess your sins to him, and he's faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Because he lives, salvation is free. Because he lives, life can be everlasting. Because he lives, we have an advocate with the Father. Because he lives, we got a living lawyer to plead our case. Because he lives, we have a living doctor in the sick room to heal our soul sick body. Because he lives, we have a kinsman redeemer to buy our pardon. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know who holds the future, and life is worth the living because he lives. Anybody here know he lives? Anybody here know he lives? If you know our Savior is alive, say yes. Say yes. Say yes. Say yes.
Ooh.